And just a note about today's Mass, since we're under some time constraints, the Epiphany season celebrates three events in the life of Jesus, the visit of the Magi to the infant Jesus and the Holy Family in Bethlehem, the baptism of our Lord, and the reading in today's Gospel, the water made wine at the wedding of Cana. And that's a beautiful story, not only showing the sacramentality of human love, which was part of God's original plan for humanity. It not only predates the flood, but even predates the fall of humanity. That God, from the very beginning, wanted man and woman to be united together, to multiply and be fruitful and fill the earth, and to cherish one another with that love which is an image of divine love, that procreative love which allows us to share in God's continuing act of creation. And of course, also the water made wine is a symbol of the Eucharist and the transformation of the sacred elements into the true body and blood of Christ. And so Jesus is not only asking us to consider the purpose of human life and the vocation to marriage and to sacramentality, but he's also asking us to share in his divinity. As St. Augustine said, that God became man in order that men might become gods. And that's a vocation that is really, really beyond any of our imaginations. And yet we know that God loves us so much that he wants to share his life with us, not simply on this earth, but for all eternity. So as we give thanks to God for all his gifts, let us unite our hearts to that saving sacrifice of our Lord upon the altar the beautiful sacrifice of the Mass, and let us pray that we may be worthy to participate in that eternal wedding banquet in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.